Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Every single person is just one day away from being a person with disability.
Sino ang naiisip mo kapag pinag-uusapan ng mga taong may kapansanan? Isa silang grupo na may pagkakaiba-iba at mas karaniwan kaysa sa inaakala mo. Sa katunayan, higit sa isa sa bawat limang Australiano ay may kapansanan. Pero para sa marami sa kanila, nananatiling hindi nakikita o naririnig ang kanilang mga karanasan, kabilang na ang mga pang-aabuso na madalas nilang nararanasan. Sa episode na ito ng Understanding Hate, tatalakayin natin ang ableism.
Ableism is when you hold someone in a negative light because of their disability or because of the way that they are able to interact in society.
Siya si Megan Spindler-Smith, ang CEO ng People with Disability Australia.
People with disability experience a disproportionate, almost double the rate of hostility and violence. And the biggest issue is a lot of it is underreported or poorly captured because the systems are not actually accessible for people with disability to report what they're experiencing.
Ayon kay Megan, ang diskriminasyong nararanasan ng komunidad ay maaaring lantaran tulad ng pambabastos na siya rin mismo ay naranasan.
Because I have a physical disability on top of other disabilities, I have asked to take a seat because I can't stand on a train for a period of time and have been actively yelled at and pushed. Also, it can be online hate speech, just being threatened for being a person with disability. But it also can happen in more subtle ways, being mocked or excluded or treated as less than.
Para sa mga taong may kapansanan na mula sa migrant background, mas mataas ang posibilidad na makaranas sila ng diskriminasyon, lalo na sa pampublikong lugar at online. Pakinggan natin si Husna Amani na may kapansanan sa kanyang paningin.
If we have a disability that is apparent, like myself, because I use a mobility aid, depending on our skin color as well, that opens us up to more hatred, ableism, and racism.
Ayon kay Husna, bagamat hindi lahat ng anyo ng ableism ay hayagang mapanakit, may masamang epekto pa rin ito sa kanila.
It all adds up. It's sometimes the smaller things that can have the biggest impact. Not being able to cross a particular street or go into your place of work, that is a barrier, and it does relate more subtly to hatred, ableism, and discrimination. It is hurtful. It makes me question if people aren't going to do something as simple as this. Is it because of me? I just question myself.
Si Vanessa Papastavros naman ay ang National Program Manager ng Speak My Language Disability Program na nagbibigay ng impormasyon tungkol sa pamumuhay ng maayos kahit may kapansanan para sa mga multikultural na Australiano. Anya, may ilang taong mula sa migranteng komunidad ang nagsasabing may nararamdaman silang stigma o parang tabu pagdating sa usaping kapansanan.
We found that people with disabilities were, even if they were aware that supports existed, were unlikely to access them because they felt like they would be bringing shame upon themselves or due to cultural taboos because of notions about losing face.
Para kay Husna, kahit may mga taong inaakalang negatibo ang pananaw ng mga migranteng pamilya sa kanilang kapansanan, mas komplikado raw ito kaysa sa iniisip ng iba.
I was asked by someone to explain how my culture and my religion have seen disability as a negative thing. I'm not saying that it's not something that exists, but when you do come to a new country, like, there is so many things you have to navigate. I know for my parents, we moved here before in language resources and translations were available, and there is a lot of other factors that you have to consider and face. It's not safe for certain people to actually disclose that they have a disability because of their visa status.
Dagdag pa ni Vanessa, upang malabanan ng stigma, kailangang baguhin ang pananaw ng lipunan at kilalani ng mga tao may kapansanan bilang aktibong kalahok sa komunidad.
One of the places where we see this done incredibly well with migrant communities are places of worship or community centers that are run by migrant communities and are inclusive by the virtue that they want everyone in that community to feel welcome in a culturally safe space. So I think if we can focus on these spaces that are doing it organically, we can find ways to duplicate that across our communities so that all multicultural groups in Australia have a place where they can feel included.
Hiling ni Husna na mas maraming tao ang tumayo bilang mga kakampi laban sa ableism sa pamamagitan ng pagsita sa pambabastos o pagtitiyak na inklusibo ang mga espasyo para sa mga taong may kapansanan.
When we get burnt out because of navigating with racism and ableism, there are people that can keep us safe and be proactive in making sure that things are accessible, because sometimes it is really small things.
Ang episode na ito ay mula kay Nick Zamboles para sa SBS Examines na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, bisitahin ang www.sbs.com.au/sbsexamines. Martin Duanyo, SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.